This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Before we get over to Andrew Mertek, Draft Fellows, let me let you guys know that it is an important PSA here. The Pack-A-Day Radio Show is also podcasted. Not the Pack-A-Day Podcast, Pack-A-Day Radio Show. Make sure you check out both of them, by the way, all right? I'm not throwing shade at Andy, but both of them available in podcast form. Find us anytime on any place to get your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube now, at The Fan Milwaukee on YouTube. Make sure you use that at symbol. Catch full episodes. Jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app. Search up Pack-A-Day Radio Show and hit the follow button so you get every minute of the show your way and on your time. Joining the show now, Draft Fellows Podcast, Andrew Mertek joining us. He's been on a few times with Andy Herman. I've talked to him many a times through the phone asking if he can hear me and if everything sounds okay, but never about Green Bay Packers football. Andrew, a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. How are we doing today?
I'm doing really well. I'm on the West Coast, so a little tired at this hour of the morning, but doing really well. Always super happy to be on and talk a little Packers.
Yeah, I mean, bless you. Absolutely. I did not know this when I was reaching out, and I find out that it is 6:30, not even in the morning. I don't even know if I was out of bed by that time today. I have had a cup of coffee already. Are you a coffee guy, Andrew?
Not right now. So,
wow.
You know. You can hear it in my voice, but I'm doing great.
Okay, good. I'm glad to have you on here. Andrew Mertek, Draft Fellows. Make sure you follow him on Blue Sky as well. Andrew, I wanted to talk a little bit about this offseason. You're the draft guy here. But before we do that, I did see a recent post here of your quarterback tier list that was just put up on Draft Fellows. And when I filled in for Andy over the last couple of weeks here, I filled in a couple of days, we've really been analyzing a lot of these lists that people have put out because it is the doldrums of summer of football right now, as Andy likes to call it. And this is the perfect time for people to make lists and tier selections throughout the NFL season. And I wanted to talk about your ranking of Jordan Love because we had talked about it and it seemed like national media was really against ranking Jordan Love high this season. I mean, whether it was barely close to that top 12 spot all the way down to a mid-type tier level quarterback, and you actually put him in a tier that I think was a little more fair. Maybe ascending to greatness is a big title, but you put him at around the number 9 quarterback spot, number 8 quarterback spot in the NFL. And I thought that was a pretty fair ranking of him, but you have some interesting guys on that list. And I just wanted to ask you, well, what was going into your criteria when you were looking at quarterbacks for next season and why the ranking of Jordan Love where you had him, Andrew?
Yeah. And so just to be fair to myself, I'm not typically a list guy.
Okay. All right.
It'll explain why. But that was really sparked. I had Dusty Evely on the show, and we talked about every quarterback situation across the NFL in depth, just to kind of identify like who might be in the market in 2026. And, you know, if everything goes great or if everything goes really poorly, you know, where is every team, and helping to identify like what is the demand going to be coming into next offseason. And then I thought I'd follow that up with a tier list, but I don't like just ranking people in order, like 1 through 32. And there's so much context that goes into this conversation, right? And so when I look at Jordan Love, and I'm trying to do this in a really unbiased way, obviously I want him to be the best quarterback in the NFL. But I feel like he was maybe unfairly shot to the moon after the playoff run. And then he last season, he was unfairly knocked down the list, if you will. And I think if you look at the underlying metrics, Jordan Love is actually really, really good. If you look at his performances outside of the injuries, he was really, really good. I just think that the Packers were so run-focused that people kind of fell out of love with Jordan Love. And that is because this offense didn't have to throw it all the time. He didn't have big touchdown numbers in the second half because Josh Jacobs was scoring at an alarming rate. I think we're going to see a re-regression to the mean back upwards with Jordan Love this season. And we're going to see how, you know, he really is pushing his way into that upper echelon of quarterbacks, whether he ever gets in the conversation with a, you know, Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar. I don't know. Most quarterbacks don't, right? But if he settles in comfortably in that like 5 to 12 range, I think Packer fans are going to be really, really happy. We're going to be competing for playoff spots and championships throughout Jordan's career.
Yeah, and it feels, and the tier list is perfect when you're ranking quarterbacks too, because like you said, there's just so many factors and outliers that come into rankings that 1 through 32 doesn't necessarily seem fair, because Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow's game are completely different, right? And you are just talking about who is a guy you would want under center in these moments, whatever play style you're looking for. And I love the top four, it feels like, is a non-negotiable, right? It's Burrow, Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, and you can put them in any order you want, but they have to be the top four. That is the four best quarterbacks in the NFL. They're MVP winners now, all on that list as well. But tier two, again, one more comment on it. What's this Justin Herbert hype? I just feel like he has just been pounded to the masses that he is so good and he has every trait you could ever wanted out of a quarterback, and anyone who doesn't have Justin Herbert on their team is a loser because they don't get Justin Herbert. But what has he done? I mean, this is a guy that I've talked about saying that if he was drafted a year later and went to the Jags, and Trevor Lawrence was a year earlier and went to the Chargers, we'd be having the same conversations that Trevor Lawrence is on the Chargers, and he doesn't have the help, and he's a great quarterback, in my opinion.
Yeah, so that's really interesting, because where I was going to go with the conversation is I think you could say a lot of the same things about Jordan Love from a certain perspective. I think Jordan has performed better, and I think Jordan has pulled up some of the talent around him more than Justin Herbert has. In Justin Herbert's case, you're right, a lot of the times it's been used as an excuse. I think that I saw something at the tail end of last year. So early in his career, he was a big statistic guy, but I don't know that the tape always matched up with the box score.
Sure.
And I think if you take a look at the end of last year, when Jim Harbaugh was finally like, we have to let this guy throw the ball a little bit, I thought there was a marked improvement in that offense, and I thought Justin Herbert started to elevate some of the people around him. Whether or not that continues, who knows? And I was going to say, Justin Herbert gets in that danger zone of Trevor Lawrence, where maybe we start to like taint what we're looking at a little bit here going forward, because if he has another year where the Chargers don't elevate and they have another either miss the playoffs or a one and out kind of situation, I'm not sure that Justin Herbert's going to have the same aura at this time a year from now if we don't see a marked improvement going forward.
Yeah, I'm not there. I'm not there yet on him. And when you think of him, you think of him losing to the Jaguars. Hey, they blew the massive game. That's the first thought that comes to mind every time you think of Justin Herbert, at least when I think of Justin Herbert. Andrew Mertig, Draft Fellows Pod, joining the Packaday Radio Show. Make sure you follow him on Blue Sky, Andrew Mertig.bluesky.social. Let's talk a little bit more in depth now on the Green Bay Packers. And before we get into any positional battles, I wanted to ask just your perception of the Packers offseason this year, Andrew. That's kind of been a topic that when I have a guest on in place for Andy, I just want to get a gauge of where you thought the Packers were this offseason. It was a much quieter offseason this year than it was two offseasons ago, but it seemed like the draft was a lot louder this year, right? You get the two wide receivers early. They don't invest a lot on the defensive side until later on in the draft. What was your perception of Green Bay's offseason this year? If you had to give it a 1 through 10 or an A to F type grade, where do you think Green Bay falls on that scale, Andrew?
Yeah, I think the Nate Hobbs signing is really interesting. People that I trust, because I didn't see as much Raiders football last year as most other teams. And so I think the people that I trust say really good things about Nate Hobbs. I like that he's aggressive. I like that he's a good tackler. It is going to be fascinating to me, not to get ahead of myself in the position battles, but to see where Nate Hobbs lands. Is he an outside corner who slides inside nickel, where I think he plays best, right? Or is this something where Brian Gutekunst and his staff saw something that say, like, this is the guy that translates really well outside, and he's going to be a dominating factor there? This quarterback room was already pretty suspect. And now you're replacing Jair with Nate Hobbs. Hopefully the availability makes up for any talent discrepancy there, and Hobbs is ready to do the Packers thing where he comes in on a second contract and takes a next step. I think the Packers have bought my faith in being able to do that in recent memory.
Sure.
I think the draft, I have to be a little careful here because, like, it wasn't my favorite draft class. Matthew Golden is very, very exciting. To me, he was more of a second-round receiver, but given the talent fall-off in this draft after, like, pick 12, I think taking him in the 20s is a perfectly fine value, and if the Packers thought he was the best player on the board, that's great. He provides something that this team desperately needs. The second-round pick, Anthony Belton, not my favorite player either. I had him rated more as like a day three player. But again, context is key. If you take a look at sort of the talent fall off, especially at offensive tackle when the Packers were picking, I think it makes sense. If they felt like he was the last guy on the list that could be a potential starting offensive lineman, cool, take him in the second round. Savion Williams' pick is weird. It's a luxury.
Really weird. Weird pick.
I want to talk about wide receivers in a little bit, but, like, man, it's going to be hard to get them on the field. And when you do, it's going to be very specialized. So, again, not identifying necessarily your needs. I see some thinness on the depth chart on the defensive end that needs to be addressed. But overall, this team is going to either be great or they're not based on the development of the guys who are already on the roster. And I think if you look at all of the opportunities that they have for progression from players, second and third year players, I think you have to be really optimistic with the outlook of this team. The actual transactions in the offseason, I don't know, maybe a C, BC.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Average, middle of the road. It was much less exciting this year, for sure. I mean, last year, two seasons ago, rather, it was home runs. It was splashes all over the place. You bring in McKinney, you bring in Jacobs, you let Jones go. That was where they were trying to make their money, and they dished it out. Indeed, it was going to be with some splash players, and they probably brought in their two best players on both sides of the ball via free agency last season. So let's get into positional battles here. Andrew, when I say positional battle for the Green Bay Packers. Training camp next week. Everyone's excited that football is actually coming back to the masses here. Where does your brain go immediately? I know you've teased a couple of positions already. You probably heard who I was saying at the end of the first segment, but where do you want to go with this conversation when you're looking at a key positional battle that we are all excited to see next week where it starts? Where do you go first for the Packers?
Yeah, I wrote down like five or six, and I'm not going to talk about all of them, but specifically you mentioned before break the offensive line, and that's one of the few positions where I think people are actually fighting for a starting spot.
Yeah.
And the good news is where the Packers have battles for starting spots, they have capable NFL starters at those positions. And I think that speaks to the depth of the roster. Maybe this team is a little short on some superstars, but they definitely have like NFL talent across the board, and most teams can't say that.
Sure.
So that's great. This is a little bit like cheating, but I'm going to go with wide receiver because I don't know who the wide receiver one is, and I don't know who the wide receiver six is, and I don't know anything in between. And that is weird. And it's going to be a little bit of an annoying conversation throughout camp and preseason because the national media will make it annoying. But I also think this is a truly fascinating situation. If you look at a team that doesn't know who their wide receiver one is, usually you're talking about a Patriots kind of situation where it's like real bad. But in this case, I mean, you could see Jaden Reed could be the wide receiver one, probably should be. Dontayvion Wicks, if he can figure out the mental part of the game and how his brain connects to his hands, like, he could be the wide receiver one. I think Romeo Doubs is one of the more underrated players in the NFL. I think, you know, you look at Matthew Golden. We talked about Savion Williams. Like, Savion Williams is not going to be the wide receiver one, but, like, maybe Golden is. Maybe he's just fantastic.
Right.
Bolt Melton and Malik Heath are NFL players, and they figure into this depth chart, too. And then, of course, you have Christian Watson looming, lurking on the IR, who's coming back at some point. So I don't know who's going to make the roster. And I don't know who's going to be like the quote unquote starters. I know LaFleur likes to mix in his wide receivers frequently. Like it's always going to be a rotation, but I would love to see somebody step up and maybe take like a 70% snap share.
Sure.
I think Jaden Reed could really elevate himself to the next level this season.
Do you think he has the lean, Andrew? Do you think they are leaning Jaden Reed will be the number one? I mean, what is number one? Is it the guy who's going to have the most targets? Is it the guy who's lining up on the outside? Like, who is it, the X? Like, I just, if we're going with wide receiver number one, what does your brain go in that qualification then too? Because if it is the guy who's lining up outside, I would tend to lean. It's going to be probably Matthew Golden getting more of those opportunities. But if you want to tell me who I think gets the most targets this year, I think it'd be foolish for Green Bay not to do that with Jaden Reed.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where I go typically. Like wide receiver one doesn't mean that much unless you have a Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase. But I do think to me, it's the target guy.
Yeah.
And if the Packers want to run this offense efficiently, I think Jaden Reed out of the wide receivers has to be the target guy. I think sneakily, Tucker Kraft could probably sneak into that conversation at some point too. But yeah, from a wide receiver perspective, and they have shown they're not really willing to give wide receivers a huge snap share. So we'll see how this one pans out. But it also makes the preseason really fun because when you have this kind of depth at wide receiver, your backup quarterbacks get to do some things too.
Yeah, and we have Andrew Mertig here from the Draft Fellows pod. We're talking about position battles here for Green Bay to be exciting to watch during training camp starting next week for the Green Bay Packers. What about the cornerback position? Because you brought something up there about the cornerback position in a positional battle. And when I was looking through some of these, you know, Packers wire and developing my own from here too, I don't know if nickel corner is necessarily a position battle because I just don't think that Green Bay would sign a nickel corner for $48 million over 4 years if they didn't have some faith that Nate Hobbs is going to primarily play on the boundary. And I think that it benefits Green Bay the most when Bullard and Williams are both on the field at the same time. And I think if Nate Hobbs is taking, you know, nickel corner reps, that then hurts that argument, and you won't see both of them on the field at the same time. Where does your brain go when it comes to the cornerback room for Green Bay, which they did not invest heavily in the draft either? So it feels like they have their top three set pretty well, and then who the hell is the fourth corner on the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, I think the moves point to exactly what you mentioned. That is Javon Bullard playing a lot of the slot reps. I'm a little hesitant about that, only because I feel like Bullard needs to take a massive step forward if he's going to be that like full-time nickelback.
Sure.
And in the NFL today, nickel is essentially a starting position.
Yeah.
So need to make sure that he is ready to take on that role. And then you get, like, if Hobbs is your one of your outside corners, then who is cornerback two? And I know, like, the assumption is it's Keyshawn Nixon. I think the Packers could do a lot better than Keyshawn Nixon, but I'm pretty negative when it comes to Keyshawn talk. My sincere hope, Carrington Valentine is somebody I absolutely was infatuated with in the draft. Was so happy that they got him right before the end. And I think I could see a really nice development from him this season. I think if you look a little bit further down the depth chart, you're hoping that Kalen King can take a big year two jump. But again, that's a lot of projection. And any injuries at cornerback are going to make me real nervous throughout the season, because across the roster, they're pretty deep, but this is the position that I think is alarmingly thin.
Yeah, and Andrew, you brought up a point that I think we just created our own little argument now here. You think Nate Hobbs is covering number one wide receivers all year for Green Bay?
Maybe. I don't know if how willing Jeff Hafley is going to be with this group of cornerbacks to shadow people. Which again is an advantage that teams can exploit. So, you know, if you want to put Justin Jefferson outright and you know that Hobbs isn't following him, then you're going to have a pretty nice matchup for yourself.
It's a tough division with number one wide receivers across for Green Bay too. It's not a great position to be thin at. You're talking about every team having a bona fide number one with Jefferson, St. Brown, and more. I mean, I feel like Keyshawn Nixon said his piece on why he wants to be cornerback one coming into this 2025 season, but I guess I never even really thought that Nate Hobbs had a chance to be at that spot.
Well, and the other problem you have is this is also a division that has really great wide receiver twos and really great tight ends. I don't know.
Maybe you should have invested in defensive back a little more, Andrew.
It's a possibility. They're going to have to get a lot of production out of their front four. And I think with the linebackers, you're hoping for a huge jump from Quay and Edge Cooper. And if you get that, you help clog up the middle of the field a little bit, because you have these rangy, long linebackers. And then your corners can maybe focus just on their area of the field. But yeah, there's some potential danger out there.
Andrew Mertig, Draft Fellows Pod, joining the Packaday Radio Show. And then let's just quickly touch on the offensive line, right? And we've teased it now. We've talked about it. I talked about it in segment one. I think it's the biggest storyline. I think that is the storyline everyone is looking forward to in training camp. And the battle is Jordan Morgan versus a starting spot right now, it feels like. And maybe you can cheat and break it down into Jordan Morgan versus Rashid Walker, and as simple as that, if he loses that battle, then he's going to get the chance against Sean Ryan at right guard. Doesn't feel like that's the same for those two gentlemen out there, but the Green Bay Packers really want to see what they have with Jordan Morgan after taking him in the first round a couple of seasons ago. Where is your lean on Jordan Morgan on this Green Bay Packers offensive line? Do you believe he's going to be starting no matter what? Do you think it is truly a battle at one position or the other? Where do you go with Jordan Morgan?
My assumption, and this is the gut feeling, I don't know anything, but I feel like the Packers want him to be the left tackle. And that's a weird situation, because Rashid Walker is a good NFL tackle. And replacing good on an offensive line is very dangerous. So if you're going to put Morgan out there, I think they probably do the Packers thing that we all are always nervous about and cross train him. And as they were last year, and then just kind of see where the chips fall. I think he's a slam dunk to start at right guard if he's not going to be in that competition for left tackle. I think at worst, he's going to be as good as Sean Ryan. And given the contract situation, you don't want the guy heading in free agency starting if you have a young player who's ready to take a spot. If he's going to play left tackle, I think that actually potentially makes the Packers offensive line like a little worse because I think Morgan is an upgrade on Ryan. I don't know how much of an upgrade Morgan is on Rashid Walker.
Right. I don't know what Rashid Walker would have done differently last year, Andrew.
I don't either. All he's done is been a quality NFL starter as a day three pick, which is unheard of. We as Packer fans are so spoiled when it comes to offensive linemen coming out of nowhere. Most teams across the league would like trade a lot to get a player like Rashid Walker. And, you know, to take him out of the starting lineup to me is it makes me very hesitant. Mm-hmm. And as you can probably tell, as I'm trying to talk my way through this, but also the future is Jordan Morgan. And if they view him as the future left tackle, then you probably have to get him there now because Rashid Walker is going to get paid on the open market. So they're going to have to figure this out. If Rashid Walker is your starting left tackle, I think re-signing him, the odds increase exponentially. Because what are you doing then, right? Like you're not just going to start the guy for 17 games and let him walk in free agency.
Makes sense completely. Andrew Mertig joining the Pack-A-Day Radio Show Draft Fellows Pod. Follow him on Blue Sky, andrewmertig.bluesky.social. Andrew, thank you so much for jumping on today. I really appreciate it. Anything you want to plug before I let you go over here, Andrew? Where can we find some of your work? Where do you post some of your stuff? Go ahead. Go away, my friend.
Yeah, there's a brand new episode of the Draft Fellows on YouTube or whatever podcasting stream you want to use for audio that's out today that's talking about 2026 quarterback prospects. So if you like the nerd out...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What about roster building and way too early draft projections? I have my thoughts on this 26 quarterback.
Can you give us who like number three is on the list as a little teaser, something like that?
Yeah, yeah. So there's a tie at for the top three.
Okay, Kate Klubnik
from Clemson, Arch Manning from Texas, and Lenora Sellers from South Carolina. So some names to get familiar with over the next 9 months. But Kyle and I will be talking about roster building and the draft all year long. So check it out.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Andrew. Appreciate you jumping on. Go back to bed or get a cup of coffee, whatever you need. All right.
Thank you.
There he is, Andrew Mertig, Draft Fellows Pod, joining the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. Andy Herman will return on Monday. Tommy Wirtz, I am. He is in for Andy Herman. Coming up on the other side, let's get to our final thought of the day, presented by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. It is the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.